Thanks for joining us today on CC and Doc Talk, where we talk about everything under the sun. You never know quite what you're going to get, but you'll always be entertained. Hello, and welcome to CC and Doc Talk. And today we're going to talk about gratitude.
So much of that going on right now.
There is. In fact, why don't we just start off with, you had just made a comment, and that's kind of what triggers, like, okay, we need to do this today, is that there's so many people out there that we're grateful for.
Yeah, we just, you know, the last almost 8 months now have been, you know, all about the cancer journey. And now, you know, I have no cancer, which is great. I don't have cancer anymore. And there
it's amazing news.
It is. It's so powerful. And, you know, there's gratitude. There's so much gratitude in that, which, you know, is part of the reason for this podcast too. But there are so many people out there who have been a part of this journey with us, who have prayed, who have sent good thoughts, juju, cards, texts, gifts. I mean, followed us on Caring Bridge and social media and have just been so encouraging. There's absolutely no way that we could individually name them all or individually thank them all. And yet my heart is so full of gratitude toward them for what they've done for me. And quite frankly, I don't know that people realize how powerful their love and support is to someone in a situation like this. I really believe that all of those good thoughts and energy and prayers really made a difference. I mean, this isn't just our win. This is everybody's win.
It's everybody's win.
And,
absolutely.
And I just really want to mention, you know, aside from the fact that we are infinitely grateful to every single one of you, we absolutely want you to know how much of a difference you made in my life, in our lives during this time, and never doubt that. Never doubt that reaching out to somebody and sharing your love and energy and kindness and prayers can just make such a difference in somebody's life and in their diagnosis.
Even. Yeah. Going back to being spontaneous, just reach out to somebody and say, I'm thinking about you. I love you, all that, right?
Truly. I mean, we all made a miracle happen.
Absolutely.
The medical community, you know, myself, you, and all of these wonderful people who've been with us along the way have made a miracle happen.
I can tell that over the course of the time, I mean, it really inspired you to have that will to live even more.
Yeah.
So, you know, as you're putting into it mind, body, spirit, and all the medicine to go on this journey, but it really kind of gave that sense of belief. It's like, I can do this. I will do this. It's greater than me. It really kind of instilled that in you even deeper.
It is. And so many of the people that we're talking about really inspired that too. Yeah. You know, I mean, there was a lot of internal motivation, obviously, but I definitely think they were a huge piece of that motivation. Sure.
Yeah. And I can tell you are more filled with gratitude these days than other times. And I think it was an evolution for you. Do you want to share kind of how, because I think there's something about the word that you didn't like at one point in time. I used to sit at the dining room table after a long day of work or something like that. And I'd go, okay, what are you grateful for? And you're like, Wiley, do we have to do that? I mean, I'm not throwing you under the bus here, but
yes,
you did. But you did kind of, you know, it's kind of like, ah. But I think, you know, to understand, because gratitude is deeper than the word implies.
Right. So there's been an evolution for me in terms of gratitude. And I want to point out that I have always been grateful. I have never taken for granted the places, the beautiful places that we've lived, the wonderful places that we've traveled. I never take for granted the view outside of my window with the mountains and right now the wildflowers. I've never taken for granted my health. I've never taken for granted, literally. I mean, I remember going to the doctor's office prior to my diagnosis and being so proud that the only box that I ever had to check was that I had a slow thyroid. I'm like, thank God I'm not on an entire pharmacopoeia of maintenance medicines. I don't have diabetes. I don't have heart disease. I don't have, you know, and when you're in your 50s, you start thinking about stuff like that. I was always so grateful. So much so that I can even remember when my diagnosis came, I was like, was I not grateful enough for my health? What happened? But in terms of my evolution, I think I was always a little bit cynical of the word, because literally back from the beginning of the Oprah days, you know, back in the early Oprah days, you'll remember, you know, gratitude became such a buzzword, and it started to be, you know, in some sense really overused, and obviously with good intention. But, you know, I have issues with things like that. Like, I used to hate the word paradigm shift in the corporate world because people just used it and used it to death. And it took away, I think, its essence and its power. Yeah. And so I would always sort of bristle because it's the word that I think I objected to. And again, not that I wasn't grateful. It just felt like there should be so much more than that. Like it should have more meaning. And actually very recently, Chris Bronstein, who is another fellow cancer fighter and survivor who's going through a cancer journey, she recently did a post about how the word gratitude isn't enough. It doesn't really capture what we're really feeling. And so, you know, you can say blessed, you can say other things, but there's just gratitude just doesn't cut it in terms of a word.
Right, yeah.
So I think that I resonated with that post that she did so much because I totally agree. She said we need to come up with a new word. And so then, you know, so literally I'm always grateful. And yet when the cancer journey came upon us, I remember very early on, I read an article in the AARP magazine about Michael J. Fox. And it was talking about, he talked about his darkest times with Parkinson's disease and how he realized that during his darkest days, he had to find even the smallest things to be grateful for because it would get him through the day. And then ultimately it got him through, you know, the dark patches. And I thought, you know what? I have dark patches coming. I got to do this. I got to figure out a way to do this. So I finally gave in and said, we absolutely need to start a gratitude journal. And of course, Amy was thrilled because, you know, I was finally came full circle on that. We need to start a gratitude journal. It's not enough just to think it. It's not enough just to meditate with it. It's not enough just to, you know, to have it floating out there. I have to write it down because on tough days, I may be grasping at straws to find something to be grateful for. But if I do find something to be grateful for, then I can remain positive and I can remain on that path to life. And that was the goal. And so that's what we did. We started the gratitude journal at the very beginning, I think, and we've been continuing it ever since. And we don't necessarily do it every day. Yep. We're not super disciplined about it, but we do sit with it, you know, every once in a while, or one of us will grab it and then we write in it
and we each write in it. Yeah.
Right.
So I just grabbed it and it looks like we started this on December 29th, the day that your first chemo treatment was postponed to give your body a break. And we also then on one page, on the left-hand side, on the left page, we have our emotions. And then the right is our gratitude. And it's interesting when you talk about, you know, what is something that you would put in a gratitude journal? And sometimes you really have to dig deep. The fact that I have a couple things in here is like, hey, I was able to reload the wood bin today, or I was able to call and talk to our tax attorney to finish the business taxes. I mean, you know, these are things, oh gosh, I'm grateful for that. Well, yes, I am. You know,
you did your best that day.
I did my best.
We had a lot going on.
You know, and I look at some of the things that you have in here and it's like, you know, on one of your prime yuck chemo days, you're like, you know, you were able to take a bath that day to feel better that had some CBD in it, and not THC, but the CBD. But anyway, bath bombs are, you know, and that you had a couch that you were able to lay on, a comfortable couch, and that you were able to sit on the porch. And you were actually even grateful that there is medicine that can help cure this cancer or get rid of it, to eliminate it. Even though the emotions
the medicine was making me sick.
Right, yeah.
I was grateful that it existed.
Yeah, you had to look at the chemo, which is also dubbed as poison, but you had to see it as medicine.
I also had to see it as a bigger picture. I mean, we were going for cure.
But yeah, when you write the emotions that go with that corresponding day, you were depressed, you were hungry, you were confused. So you did have to dig deep. I mean, there was one in here where you're like, oh my gosh, I was able to have French toast. Oh my God, I didn't have diarrhea today. Oh, I pooped normal today, you know? And you know, I'm outside doing all this landscaping type work with this big equipment, and I'm grateful to have my hands and my fingers and to be healthy and stay safe. And so being able to, you know, not overlook the obvious.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you really have to grasp at straws or to just literally do the obvious because, you know, you have a theory about gratitude and how many things you should be grateful for, and you have a reasoning behind that because I think your logic is sound because it is, you know, you can cover the easy things, but then it gets harder.
Yeah.
Do you want to share that?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, when you're trying to figure out how to do a gratitude journal or how to do gratitude, and by the way, one of my coworkers always signs her name in gratitude, and I've always loved that. Mm. And it's kind of like in being thankful, being thoughtful. But back to, you know, we need a bigger word because, you know, when we talk about gratitude, it's what touches your heart, what touches your soul,
right?
What makes you feel so blessed at that deeper level, that soul level.
And you looked up the definition, and the definition really is just it's just about being appreciative.
Yeah, yeah, about, being thankful and appreciative about something.
So it really doesn't cut it.
It doesn't go down to that love level. What are you happy and love about today? And I think if to be able to start down the path of gratitude, you can either do three things a day. And, you know, just what are you grateful for? Three things. But what happens is when you stay with three, you pick kind of the more obvious. You know, I'm thankful, or I'm grateful for my kids. I'm grateful for my family. I'm grateful for the weather. But if you go to...
Which is fine, which is great. I mean, absolutely. If that's all you can get for that day, then...
And maybe you're not grateful for your kids or something on that day. Right? Okay. But when you start to look at doing seven things I'm grateful for, and you have to list off seven things, you have to think a little deeper. And it does change some of the neural pathways to be able to go, okay, I need to dig a little deeper here.
Right.
So to come up with seven or nine, and to do that for at least a week. So to come up with seven things for 7 days is really how to get you in the mindset of gratitude.
I like that. Seven things for 7 days.
7 things I'm grateful for the next 7 days, and start there. You know, I mean, yeah, we're not happy that the gas prices are high right now, but I am grateful for, gosh, I still have a car and that I can drive.
Right.
And that, you know, and that maybe, you know, we do have the means to be able to fill that gas tank, even though it's taking up half the paycheck to do so.
Right.
You know, I mean, so there can be mixed emotions that go with it. And I guess that's the point, is it's not always happy emotions with it. I mean, you were depressed and confused and whatever with the chemo, but you were still grateful for so many things.
Right.
And that's what you're digging deep for, is to get in that mindset, is that you're still grateful that you, something has blessed you in a way that you're grateful for.
Right. Like, we've now had 17 ileostomy changes in 2 weeks, and most people only change their setup, you know, once a week or twice a week. And so I can get frustrated about that. I'm allowed to be frustrated about that. It's frustrating. It's a bit disillusioning. We're still trying to figure this out. And yet, every day without cancer is a good day. So,
that goes to another thing that you had, right? Okay. So there's also, you know, it's like there's a well, and you can only go back to the well so many times, asking for so many wishes, the wishing well. And if all of a sudden you got the big wish answered and you got the miracle answered, then there's a little bit of guilt of now going back to the well to ask for more wishes.
And saying, could you fix this ileostomy situation?
Right, it's like, okay, so this big miracle of getting rid of the cancer, but now we're really struggling with this ileostomy and the stoma setup and the raw skin that's just burning around it and all that. It's like, can we go back to the well? And can we ask for more wishes?
Are we allowed to ask for one more thing?
Just one more thing. And so I guess,
like, I feel like I'm at my allotted quota for life now, because, you know, we got the cancer cure miracle. So I'm like, can I do that? And I know
the biggest thing is love. There's no endless supply of love, right? And so when you look at gratitude as love,
there is an endless supply of love.
I'm sorry.
There is an endless
There's supply. No end to love.
Right.
So there's an endless supply of love. Thank you for getting my English straight there, for reading my thoughts for me. Love is endless. And so if gratitude is really love, yes, you can go back and ask for more love.
Absolutely.
And your loving of yourself, your loving of your body, your loving of the skin, your loving of the spirits, and your loving of God and the source to be able to help heal this.
Right.
And, you know, when you look at gratitude as love, yes, you can go back.
I'm so grateful. I literally think you channeled Anike and Shakar right there, two of our spiritual advisors and healers. It's so funny. They would have said the exact same thing. They would have said, of course you can go back. So you have learned well, Grasshopper.
Yeah, thanks. I can do the crane move?
Yeah, exactly.
And we're grateful. I mean, we look outside and, you know, the elk are walking around this morning, and you never get tired of just recognizing the little things in nature. If you're having a hard time finding something to be grateful for, nature provides it. Look outside. You see the ants, and they're working so hard. You know, you see the birds and what they have to do for survival. You know, eating like a bird means they eat double your body weight. So, anyway, where else do we want to go with gratitude? I am so grateful. In fact, I'll read just a couple of the ones for today. I'm grateful for so many things. This is right out of our journal. We wrote it this morning. Mostly for life itself. I'm really grateful for your road to recovery and the good news. I'm grateful for our attitude that you and I have chosen to go through this process, because I think it has made a tremendous difference. I mean, you just went into major surgeries. I'm sitting here looking at you, and you still have your power port in your chest that you can see under your skin. You know, you got a whole constellation of stitches across your belly, and you got your bag hanging out with the drain in it, and you got your other
Uncle
bag.
Uncle Mike would say it's a pouch. Amy.
Well, and no, pouch. That other one's a bag. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Wait. It's a little squeezy ball that's sucking the juice out of you. The drain. Yeah, and then you have your stoma pouch, and then all the stitches all around. I mean, you know, so I mean, you got this whole constellation going on. We haven't named it yet. But, you know, you have gone into these situations, even these major surgeries, just like a champ. I mean, you know, you go into it like you're about to go into a gold medal meet. You know, this is for the gold.
Sometimes,
and you're like, okay.
Like
and you have to really, like, go, okay, I can do this. And there's a lot of anxiety around it. There's a lot of mixed emotions around it. But you dig deep. And, you know, the attitude that you have chosen has just been miraculous in and of itself to be able to, and I see, you know, you've had minimal pain in the recovery process. And so, you know, I'm just grateful for all of these wonderful things and this attitude that we've chosen to go down.
Thank you for that compliment. I can't speak now because I'm crying, but
yes.
Thank you for that compliment.
And I'm even grateful that we just had rain and now the flowers are blooming.
We had rain.
And I'm
Hallelujah, we had rain.
And I'm grateful that the other day I got to have a little beagle loving when I found that beagle on the road and she licked the crap out of my face as I tried to find her home. So, you know, there's so many things. And, you know, I know other people think, well, you're so lucky and you're so blessed and, you know, whatever it is. I want to define my definition of luck. Is where preparation and opportunity come together. And so luck is, it's a little bit of work and then recognizing when the opportunity is there and then you have to make it work. And we've talked about that, you know.
I've always loved that definition.
Yeah, so it's true. Where it's where preparation, which means you had to do something and then the opportunity is there and then you recognize it and you make a choice. So that's meaning, you know, that's more life choices about that, you know. So anyway, what else about gratitude do we want to...
I don't know. There were so many things that came up this morning when we were writing the gratitude journal and we were thinking through some of this. And usually we don't prep at all for these, but today it seemed appropriate to do so just because there was so much there. You know, there's so much emotion behind it too, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just... it's not just... And I think one thing I will mention, I think there's something interesting. You know, as much as I am very much an orator, right? I'm good with talking and actually verbal processing, it's funny that when it comes to this, it's easier for me to write it down than it is to speak it out loud. So, you know, back in the day when you used to go, let's just say three things we're grateful for at dinner. And I would kind of be like, oh, you know, if you'd given me a piece of paper, I probably could have written them down. And I don't know what it is about that. Maybe it's just because it's so personal to me. Even though you read what I write every day, but so I think my message in that is just however it works best for you, do it that way. But do it. I mean, it really is. And if the word gratitude doesn't work, feel free to come up with a new one and share it with us, please, on social media. Or you know, use whatever works for you, but make sure that the intent is the same.
Right. Well said. Well said.
Thank you.
And, you know, for some reason, I have a final thought coming in here, and that is, you know, sometimes it's hard to find things to be grateful for because they're, you know, you're sitting in a lot of, I don't know, pain might not be the right word, but confusion, discomfort, anger, you know, some of those things that just kind of consternation. And whatever, and there, I think there's an element of forgiveness that needs to come into this. And when you think that you need to forgive other people, really, sometimes you just need to forgive yourself.
Right.
And when you forgive yourself, a lot of that freedom, there's a freedom that comes from that, that within, that you can then be grateful then to yourself. So I think, you know, if there's something that, you know, forgive yourself. And whether it's forgiving yourself for the choices that you made or for allowing this to happen to you or for just whatever it is.
Or for allowing somebody else to get under your skin or something else to get under your skin.
Right. Forgive yourself, free yourself, and be grateful that you're still here. You still have a life to live. and there's and you still have your there's health
a, and there's
and
still
there's
opportunities.
So many things to be and there's still opportunities. Luck opportunity. Is still there, right?
As long as you're still alive, you've got opportunities in front of you. You can make changes. You can live life to the fullest. You can change your eating. You can do anything as long as you still have life in you. And
well, and that's the meaning of the meaning of life is choices.
Right.
And
absolutely.
So I'm gonna end on that note. The meaning of life is choices, and to be grateful in the choices that you're making is one thing, but also to just be grateful in what the world and Mother Earth and everybody else is providing is another thing.
Right, absolutely. And especially right now at the time that we're living in and the things that are happening in our world, this idea of gratitude and sending that love and gratitude out into the world.
The world needs love right
exactly,
now.
Because it really will raise the consciousness, even though it doesn't seem like it will. Every single one of us doing it will definitely help that. And I just want to speak really quickly, and then this will be my final comment too, is you mentioned the thing about forgiveness, and you know, I had such a black and white view of forgiveness before going into this cancer journey, and I think a lot of that came from the religious upbringing that I had in the Lutheran Church, and just, you know, I had this idea that, you know, to forgive somebody else, I had to be willing to completely be okay with their behavior, to basically forgive things that I didn't agree with. And what I've realized is that's not exactly true. I can forgive somebody for my benefit and my benefit alone. Yes. If it helps me to be more centered and peaceful in my life, I don't have to condone a behavior or an action. I don't have to be in that person's life and have them close to me. I can completely set all those appropriate boundaries, and yet I can still forgive in order to be able to live my life without having those people and those things live rent-free in my head. So that was a huge revelation for me, coming to find that gray area in forgiveness. And so yep. If forgiveness is a thing for you too, like, I definitely would encourage people to look at that.
It's very powerful. You know, I had to do, we've kind of switched over to forgiveness here, and I'm not sure, you know, we maybe have a separate podcast, or at least label this one gratitude and forgiveness.
Sure.
You know, I too had to forgive myself for some things, and probably in the work environment the most, to be able to release some of that negativity that was still under my skin. And once I did, it was just easy to go, oh, okay, I don't have to give that person, but I can forgive myself.
Yeah.
And just let that person...
For how you reacted to that
for
person,
how I reacted,
for what you allowed happen to
for
you.
For them to get under my skin or whatever. Right. And I know that for you, you intentionally wanted to make sure that you did a forgiveness, a meditation, and even some shamanic journeys, because you needed to forgive some things from the past to be able to go through the whole hospital
yeah.
surgery thing.
Yeah, because I had some
baggage
triggers and trauma around that could have come up and made it a not as a positive experience for me.
Right.
So yeah,
so I'm grateful that both of us have done our work around some forgiveness to be able to have the attitude that we needed to have to get through some of these additional stages that we're going through right here.
I agree.
And me into my retirement, and you through the final stages of this health journey. I don't even want to call it a cancer journey anymore, because the cancer's gone. So now it's the life journey here. So, all right.
And I do want to end with how grateful I am for you. You have truly been my partner in every sense of the word, every step of the way. And you have been for the last 20 plus years, but certainly this last, you know, 7.5, 8 months, you literally have been my everything. And I am just, I'm more grateful to you than I have words. So thank you.
Again, it's easy to be a care partner to somebody you love so much, and I want you around. So I am grateful for you as well. And I'm grateful for every one of you listening to this podcast, our friends and family. And I truly do. I adore you. And with that, I know you're having some peripheral neuropathy, so let's go do some massage work.
Yay! I get another massage. I love you so much.
Love and hugs to all.
Thanks for tuning in to Cece and Doc Talk. We'd love for you to follow us on social media at Cece and Doc. That's CCNDOC.
And you can visit our website at ccanddoc.com. We also take monthly donations to support this broadcast if you're so inclined. We'd love to hear your comments, suggestions, and questions, and we'll do our best to respond. Thanks, and have a fantabulous day.